Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, the weather has suddenly turned cold, hasn't it? But we might be due a late reprieve at the weekend because there could be some warmer conditions on the way. And Joanna Donnelly from Met Éireann is on the line now. Hello, Joanna.
Hello, good morning.
It has been cold, hasn't it, the last few days?
Yeah, last night was down to 5 degrees. Tonight's going to be even colder because the skies are going to clear early. And, you know, that means radiation out and no heat in. So it's likely to get down as low as 1 degree. Tonight, and there might be a little low level mist that should clear very early in the morning. You might see just the tips of the grass getting a bit frosty as well overnight, but this is the last night of cold weather. The higher temperatures are coming back.
And the cold weather has been a bit of a shock because we wouldn't be accustomed to seeing it being this cold this early in September.
Yeah, September can tend to be warm because we get the ex-tropicals coming across the Atlantic pushing warmer air up over the country. So certainly September isn't usually a lot warmer than this. What we had, it was a cold front went through on Tuesday. There's a bit of rain, moved southwards over the country and put us into a real cold northerly. So the air was coming all the way directly down off Greenland. So it was really cold and clear. And those showers then, you know, as a result, they're coming in off a comparatively warmer sea. So they had some heavy showers as well.
Now, we've had people coming in here in shorts last Friday and in their best winter coat today and yesterday, and they could be back in the shorts by the weekend, could they?
Yeah, Claire, you see, this is why I'm a rock star. This is trying to forecast this weather, can you imagine? So yeah, we've got the most changeable weather probably in the world. It's coming in off the Atlantic. Those fronts move through and you're in cold air. Another front comes through and suddenly you're in the warm air. Yeah, temperatures are likely, we're forecasting 22 for Monday. So, you know, day on day, it should get a little warmer each day between now and then. You know, if there's a change of air mass, that has to come with a frontal passage. So there's a bit of rain coming tomorrow, the warm front, followed by the cold front on Saturday, but not a huge amount in it because high pressure is really dominating. So fronts trying to come through high pressure don't produce an awful lot of precipitation. So the signal is for the elusive high pressure that we've been looking for all summer to finally make an appearance now over the weekend.
This is the Azores plume, is it?
Yeah, the Azores high that lives over the Azores. And that's where the stable air tends to be. That's why it's got that name, the Azores high. We also call the Scandinavian high. That's another area that we see high pressure is lingering and staying there. So the high pressure is going to extend over the country and then it's going to mix and move. So it won't be the Azores high. It will be an area of high pressure over the country, but it is yet sending that warmer air over.
So very cold, a little bit warmer, then back to normal. Is that a summary that fits?
Very cold, a little bit warmer, and then a little bit warmer still.
Oh, okay. Well, that's really good news then for the next few days, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is looking like it's improving. The showers that are out there at the moment should be dying out through the rest of the day. Tomorrow should start off nice, then a little bit of rain, and then should be improving again.
Well, it's great to talk to you when you have good news, Joanna. Really is. Thank you so much. That's Joanna Donnelly, who's a meteorologist with Met Éireann.